This is Phone Sex and Erotic Audio with Shayla Aspasia. Happy Cinco de Mayo. It is also my birthday today. I don't know about the rest of you out in the world, but since this pandemic hit, I have been completely unable to keep track of the days. I work from home and I'm a writer and I do erotic audio and then of course I do the phone sex. Somewhat have a schedule in the evenings, but usually keep track of the days based on normal people going to work, your Monday to Friday crowd. And this has just thrown me. Thank you for your patience. My podcast is a day late. I won't be on the phones. I won't be on chat, but you can still check out my goodies on my Night Flirt listing or by visiting my website, shaylaaspasia.com. I do have a couple of new ebooks out. Of course, I have oral instructions, and I also have a new ebook on Amazon as well, Submissive Fantasies. I know that's something odd for me to write, and I didn't do it on my own. I actually have a submissive that is a female who adopted my first name as her pen name. Her name is Shayla Ayers. And we co-wrote Submissive Fantasies together based on some of her experiences. Today, however, I'm going to be playing my erotic audio, Money Dick Wallet Rents. As some of you may know, financial domination is one of my very favorite things. There is nothing better than making a man weak and mindless and rinsing his wallet. You can read more about my financial domination adventures on my website, shaylaaspasia.com. One of my best financial subs, Tim, has many guest posts there as well. He loves to talk about his experience. And as always, he's such a good boy. He buys me things from my wish list, tributes me often, and he loves to tell the world about it. Money Dick Wallerins will be coming up next after a message from our sponsor, Anchor FM. Hello. I just got home from our first little meeting, and I'm going to tell you exactly what happened and what's going to happen next. Now that I own your money, Dick, you have to listen and listen hard. I moved into Windermere Estates just 10 days ago. A beautiful Sunday afternoon. I'm sure you saw me. I know you saw me. What, 3 times? In your fancy new BMW? Just to get one more look at my beautiful body in my tiny little tank top and my bright white super short shorts that barely cover my smooth, tight, perfect ass. Bet you didn't even wonder why I was wearing 4-inch pumps while the movers were hauling all the boxes into my wonderful new home. Or didn't even care. Because they made my long, tanned legs look even better. And I kept your attention. You and every other horny, sex-starved, rich little money dick in our lovely little gated community. I would jog twice a day in skin-tight leggings and a thin, slightly wet t-shirt that molded itself to my tits. I saw you watching me, bouncing down the sidewalk past your McMansion. My nipples nice and hard and almost visible. You loved it. And so did all your buddies. So, 1 week to the day after I arrived, I got that lovely, handmade invitation to a housewarming party. Guess where? Your house. With your lovely, silent, stupid, plain little wife, whose name I can't even remember. That was tonight, wasn't it? Barely 4 hours ago? And you will always remember what I was wearing. That crimson silk, hard at the shoulders, flowing down over my tits like water, tight at the waist, split to my slit, so you could catch a glimpse of my long, lovely legs, and those 6-inch fuck-me pumps. No, no panties. You were right about that. When you look like me with hair and makeup, and body on point. You don't need a bra and panties. They never stay on for long. so I arrived fashionably late. 15 minutes after the last guest. How many people were there? 15? 20? I barely noticed the women. After all, they were all just mousy little baby makers. Just paid-for, paid-up servants for the housekeeping and cuckolding. It was the men I was interested in. It was you. You remember how I sauntered across that room? I saw you. You watched me from the minute I came in the door. You pretended to talk to one of your other little richy rich boyfriends. But the closer I got, the harder you got. I got up nice and close. I told you my name and put out my hand. And we touched for the very first time. In fact, I'm sure you're touching yourself right now, aren't you? Just thinking about it. Your little wife was there. You introduced us. I shook her hand. I forgot her. She's not important. But I kept looking you up and down. And you couldn't stop looking at me. So I wasn't surprised when you suddenly excused yourself and disappeared up that sweeping staircase to the second floor. I knew exactly what you were up to. But I took a few minutes. I played nicey-nice with the home slut and her silly friends. I let the other men there. The next ones in line? Get a good look at everything they wanted. Everything they were missing. And when they were all preoccupied with their own silly little conversations, I slipped upstairs myself. I knew right where to look. I opened the door to the master bedroom, and there you were, sitting on that tightly made bed, cock in your hands, just pumping and pumping and pumping away. You were thinking about me, weren't you? I know you were. You had been watching me every day, dreaming about me every night. And now, here I was, right in your house, right there. And you just couldn't help yourself. I remember. You turned white as a sheet when I walked in. So surprised. So humiliated. But you just couldn't stop. You kept ripping away at that cock like there was no tomorrow. You couldn't help it. Until I came right up to you and put a hand on your wrist. Until I made you stop. You were mine. I knew that already. Stop it, I told you. And when you didn't do what I said fast enough, I tightened my perfect nails around your wrist and dug in. Stop it, I said. And you stopped. You want a taste of this, new Pepet? I said. You can't have it. You can't. I put my other hand right on my crotch and rubbed it right over that polished silk. Unless you do the right thing, you can never have what you've been dreaming of. You want it though, don't you? You said yes, but you didn't have to. I already knew. And I told you, it might be possible, but it was going to cost you. You were breathing so hard. You were sweating like the pay piggy you are. Are you ready to pay? I asked. I am, you told me. I am. I told you to get your wallet out. And you did. So fast you'd think it was burning your ass. You whipped it out and split it open and showed me all the lovely little hundreds you had hiding in there. Those are mine now, I said. Give it to me. You looked so surprised when I tossed your empty wallet on the floor. I didn't care. You could pick it up later. I clutched my tight, wet pussy with my other hand. And I told you it was always going to be this way. If you ever want this perfect pussy, I said, you're going to have to be my good little money dick. Are you ready for that? Oh, yes, you told me. Whatever you want. Say it again right now. Say whatever you want. Good. Good boy. But that wasn't nearly enough, was it? You want more, I said. And you just nodded. Your throbbing dick was as hard as you could make it. You couldn't even speak. Let me show you what you're going to do next, I said. Open that wallet again, and I'll show you. You said you didn't have any more. That was all you had in your wallet. I didn't say anything about your wallet. Money dicks pay. You will give me more. I know you keep another 100 hidden in that secret spot just for emergencies. Get that out. You did. And when you thrust that bill in my hand, I lifted up the left side of my skirt, pulled it right up, and put it just a few inches from your sweaty, eager little face. I showed you that huge black strap-on I was wearing. Your eyes, they got so big, I just couldn't help but laugh. The door behind us, it wasn't even locked, and I didn't care. And you couldn't. If your little wifey walked in, what did it matter? You didn't want her. You wanted me. If one of your boyfriends showed up, they'd beg to join in, and really, just be happy to watch. You're all the same. You saw that huge black cock was held up tight against my flat belly by a thin silver cord. I reached behind my waist and tugged the bow back there. And you didn't take your eyes off me. How could you? Look at this amazing body. Don't touch it again, pet. Not until I tell you. I undid the knot and the cord fell free. And that huge black cock tipped down, spilled out, so big and so long and right in front of your face. Lick it, I told you. Kiss it like you love it. You did, as you were told. You licked it. You kissed it. You fucked that big black dildo with your mouth like it was a long-lost lover. I even ran my nails through your hair as you worked it over, letting it slide deep in your mouth, really getting into it. Just as you are right now. Just like you want to touch that dick again while you're remembering exactly what it was like. Not yet. Don't you dare. Or all bets are off. And when I saw one of your hands stray down towards your cock, do you remember what I did? My fingers tightened in your hair, and I pulled. Nice and hard. And I told you, oh no, no, no. You only do that when I tell you. And you were a good boy. You stopped. I suppose you can touch yourself now, money slave. Just a bit. Just clutch it for me. Slowly pump. Just so you can remember what it was like. That's it, baby. Just a few light strokes. Now let it go. Don't touch it again until I say so. Not for any reason. When I thought you had enough for what you'd paid, I stepped away. I pulled on the cord and bound that beautiful black fuck toy to my belly again. Arranged my skirt to cover it flawlessly, just as it had before. You do have more money in this room, I said. You said, oh, no, I don't. My fingers reached for your hair again. I could tell it was making you rock hard all over again, thinking about what I might do next. You do have a wall safe, and I know you have cash inside. Your kind always does. Now go get it. And you did. When I had all the wonderful, sexy cash tucked in my lacy black bra. Yes, I let you look at it. You were such a good pay pet by then. I told you exactly how it was going to be. Your money, Dick? That belongs to me now. I'm going to rinse your wallet whenever I feel like it, and you will look forward to it You will crave it, because you're mine now, pet, and I'm going to do the exact same thing with every one of your little boyfriends down there. They're all bored to death with their little cold wives. They want a woman like me, just as much as you do. Yes, you will all pay me your dick tax and a cock toll just to come at any time I wish. I'll do it to you. I'll do it to them. I'll do it until I've drained all of you in every way. And then I'll move on. And the ruined you will thank me for just being in your life at all. Because that's just the way this works. You agreed. You knew this was exactly what was going to happen. So I left you there with your blue balls and your cock so hard it hurt. I went back downstairs to the party and had a glass of champagne. Talked to your little wife thing and all her wife thing friends. And when you came down 10 minutes later, trying to look cool and together, every other man in the place knew exactly what was happening. And every one of them wanted to be you. And that's how it will be. I'm going to use you as my human ATM. Well, that is until your wallet is rinsed dry. So do what you're told, money slave. Restock that safe. Wait for my next visit. I hope you enjoyed Money Dick Wallet Rinse Party. You can get your own copy on Night Flirt, I Want Clips, and Clips for Sale. My web guy is currently working on a couple of new websites for me. I purchased the domains walletrinse.com and Findom Phone Sex. I'll be adding several new PTV games and financial domination erotic audio there soon. If I can actually manage to remember what day it is, I will be back tomorrow. I'd like to invite you to follow me on Twitter at Aspasia PSO. That's P like Papa, S like Sierra, and O like Oscar. Have a great Cinco de Mayo.